Blog Talk Radio.
This is your announcer. Hello, this is Chuck Landington welcoming you to an all-new Metal Injection livecast. How was everyone's Black Friday? I spent mine trying to explain to Darren that Black Friday means going to the mall to buy things, not going to the mall to hit on black girls. He can do that every other Friday, like he usually does. Here's the show.
Oh, I didn't know you hung out with Blandy this Thanksgiving, Darren.
So does that mean I have to stop doing that on Black Friday?
Just that one Friday.
Oh,
all right.
Just don't do it.
Just
my
buy
apologies.
Some stuff.
I didn't know. I'll do that next year.
So how many black girls did you pick up, Darren?
I really honestly didn't. I was home.
Latina? Were they Latina?
I was home all day, and then I went out to play poker. Nice. No, there was not even a woman there, let alone black
women. Women?
Yeah.
And this is a poker.
It's an entire sausage fest.
I mean, what?
Hi, everybody.
Welcome.
Who's the sausage?
Welcome.
Sound like Lou Reed.
Welcome.
Welcome. We actively
All right, let's
I can't even say table without thinking of that damn song.
That's true. All day today we were talking about the new table. We were texting back and forth. And that's all that went through my head, just that little sound clip. It was exciting. And we have a great show today. Sean is not here.
And that's why? Is that
they might be related. I don't know. I'm not going to say. I guess it's up to the listeners to decide. Sean couldn't make it because the Metropolitan Transit Authority decided not to agree with Sean's routing to get to the Metal Injection studio, so he couldn't make it. He said he was going to call in, but I highly doubt it.
Our prior studio that we did this show in was in the middle of nowhere,
surrounded by no transportation whatsoever, and we came there in a blizzard, if I remember correctly.
Yes.
And
but the train lines were running, though, right?
I think so.
Right. How old? Yeah. They must have been.
Right, but it took like an hour and a half to get there.
Well, I guess he could have taken an alternate route, but he chose not to.
We walked through the snow.
Well, what did you say that he did, that they told him it would take him an hour to get here?
From Union Square. I think that we probably have actually maybe Shinobi works for the MTA and he did whatever he could to stop Sean from getting here today.
Makes sense to me. It's probably totally exactly what happened.
Okay.
He moved all the way from like Arizona or wherever he lives.
Texas.
And he got a job.
All over my penis and face.
Oh, it's like he's right here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except he's not rubbing my leg like usual.
He said that he would call in, but he always says that, and then he never does.
Well, there's a new Sean.
And rape.
There it is.
And rape.
One more time.
And rape.
Rape makes everything better for Sean.
Yes. Isn't that what made Sean?
Oh!
He's not even here.
I figure his parents aren't listening if he's not here. He probably texted them and said, don't bother tonight.
Yeah, the show's...
It's only going to be like 10% me. So you could do something else.
This is more time we've talked about Sean than any time he's ever been on the show.
Come on, guys. Take it easy on Sean. No.
We do have a phone number here if you want to... Wish Sean some well wishes. wish him luck at
Tell
home.
Tell him to rest in peace.
Yeah.
At home.
The number to dial is 646-929-1357. And one thing I wanted to mention, let's just get to it immediately.
Okay.
Is this Dave Mustaine video from earlier this week that it was like a gift from the non-existent God. The live cast, God is a live cast fan if he exists, because this was amazing. Basically, Spin Magazine went and they visited Dave Mustaine at his house, and then he just gave out some information that is very new to us. So let's just listen in as it starts out. It's in his room.
My son Justice and I wanted to have some.
His son's name is Justice. I didn't know
what?
That before. He just said, my son Justice and I.
And his daughter's name is Puppets.
Like, well, Metallica said Justice for All. There's mine.
The little bear ones. And he shot it a couple times. He goes, Dad, this sucks. I want a real one. So I got him this one. He was really good at it. AC/DC, Let There Be Rock. That was the record that changed my life. I used to sell pot for a living. And there was a girl that worked in a record store. And I bought her pot and she would give me records. And that was one of the records that she gave me.
Here it comes. Here it comes.
The turntable, and then a couple songs into it, I thought, this is my band. I've been kind of quiet about my faith. My mom's maiden name is David.
Pause for a second. He's been quiet about his faith? Doesn't he say he's a Christian every 30
yes,
seconds?
Yes.
Well, maybe this part of his faith.
Man,
yes.
It's quiet for me.
He's a born-again Christian.
His mother's name, maiden name is David.
So is he related to Larry David?
So his name is David.
So he's named after his mother, David?
Maybe, but hold on.
I'm a Messianic Jew. I'm a Christian with Jewish background. And somebody gave me
this. Dave Mustaine's mother is a Jew.
That means he's really a Jew.
Thus, Dave Mustaine is a Jew.
Wow.
One of us. He's one of us.
But wait,
is that from the video?
No, it gets better because Dave Mustaine then says he has a ram's horn, which for my fellow chosen people is also known as a shofar. Here we go.
And somebody gave me this ram's horn, and it's called a shofar.
Ram's horn.
Gets rid of spirit stuff.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Did he just blow that?
Dave Mustaine blew the shofar. Episode title. Show title.
I mean, he's got to listen to the live cast,
like,
right?
Come on. That's just too much. Let's go back. Let's get a replay.
Yes!
How has he not used that in an album yet?
I have no. Can we get a Dave Mustaine Hanukkah tribute album?
Well, by the way, Sid, I'm working on a new album. It's called So Far, So Good, Oy Vey.
I'm glad you didn't say
shofar.
So
good. That's
good.
I think they did that joke on Conan once back in the day.
Oh, that sucks.
So.
About Mustaine?
No. Just about shofars in general.
Real estate sells, but who's buying?
Dave, can you recite the Haftorah?
Baruch Adonai, Eloheinu Melech Ho'olam.
I think only 10% of our audience maybe understands how funny that is.
I feel like that's the our entire show, yeah, though, so it's fine.
That's true.
That was for Noah only. Noah's losing it.
How did I do,
by the way? Was that good?
That was great.
I mean, my pronunciation, not the Mustaine part.
I feel like I'm in shul right now. It was so good.
Did I ever tell you about my bar mitzvah experience? I don't want to detract from Dave Mustaine.
What? But, no. Well, I mean, well, which part?
For some reason, the place that I had my bar mitzvah in was double booked, I guess.
Oh, no.
And there was another kid that had to go before me. And I had absolutely no training. My mother got me a rabbi that didn't really give a shit and just taught me to say it phonetically, like through a tape. I just memorized the tape. I had no idea what I was saying. Couldn't read Hebrew or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And then the kid that went before me was like a serious, like hardcore Hebrew school kid. His parents were Orthodox Jews and Spanish. It was a Spanish shul, I told you.
All right.
And but like the kid looked terrified, you know, and he kept stumbling and fucking up, and like people were looking around nervously and everything.
Because he thought God was going to strike him.
Yeah, exactly. That was my theory, that I didn't give a shit, so I breezed right through it and did it perfectly.
But he was doing it for God.
Yeah, but then when I was doing it, I felt like fucking Kirk Franklin or whatever, because I was just I nailed it.
Who's Kirk Franklin?
The gospel guy, you know.
Oh, okay.
So I just zoomed right through my Haftorah, and they were like, maining me, and like that's the Jewish amen, I guess. Yeah. And like just
so
murmuring of how
good
I was and stuff.
Did the other kid grow up to be respected actor Jimmy Smits?
It might have been. He might have been.
I knew it.
If
he also has a shofar, by the way.
If the shul was double booked, then who was in the audience for your...
Everyone was together in one big... There was a gigantic congregation.
So it was like his family clapping for you?
I guess so. I didn't really differentiate. I was just nervous as hell. I just read it. I had it written out in English letters.
Cool.
For me to copy. Yeah. Why is that not cool? I think that's great. That's how all kids
I think you have a really great memory. I mean, in general, you just remember a lot of... information.
You need to remember that for like whatever 50 years old that I am.
Oh.
I guess it was 13, so that was like over 20 years ago, yeah.
Yeah. And I'm younger than you, and I don't even remember what I did yesterday.
That's funny though. I have a big donut hole in my memory. Like I don't remember things that just happened. I remember things that are real old.
So then in 10 years you'll remember them.
Yeah,
what just happened.
I think it's a cumulative effect of all the weed that I smoked, even though I stopped. It really hurt my... Rob disagrees with me. I think that's bullshit.
Noah has a big donut hole somewhere else. So it's okay. You're even.
Yeah, okay.
Noah
okay.
has a vodka-soaked tampon.
Oh.
Delicious. In my donut hole.
Oh. Dessert and the beverage all in one. Mm.
It's a party down there.
Oh.
Hey, we have a
caller that might be able to chime in on the whole... Hebrew sentiment of the show so far.
No, it's got a Hebrew national up there.
Shlomo, is that you?
Yeah, it is me.
Hello. Hello, Shlomo. Welcome to the show-mo.
that
Thank you.
You sound like Big Pun. Is that what
he
said?
No, he said nice pun.
Oh,
he appreciated my humor.
That needs to become a drop.
Nice pun.
Okay, anyway. I'm having the only one who took away my earphones, so when I hear the rock and rain.
Okay, I didn't.
Rock and rain.
I am probably the only one who moved the earphones from my ear to not hear the rock and rain.
The rock and rain.
I'm really
the bracha. The bracha.
Bracha. The way that Darren said it.
Oh, he's saying you're saying I did it wrong.
No, the bracha in vain.
I wasn't saying it in vain. I was just reciting it from my youth. It was like
and
neutral.
And it wasn't you. It was Dave Mustaine.
Yeah, it was
right.
Dave Mustaine.
I'm definitely saying Hashem.
What?
Name. So you're saying the name instead of
name.
the
That's not what I said.
But by the way, Shlomo, let's put that to the side for the second, and I just want to ask you, was my pronunciation good?
at least.
Yeah, it was good.
Oh, good. Thank you. I'm happy with that. I may go to hell and be punished by God, but I'm happy that I
pronounced
the horrible.
I'm really not. You're probably not going to hell.
No, thank you.
God will forgive you.
Well, there is no hell in the Jewish faith. You'll just go to like heaven.
There is.
IKEA.
That's what the Jews consider hell. Right?
There is.
There is a hell.
Said it.
It is hell, but 1 year only.
Traffic in 1 year only.
That's like Shlomo. What's going on?
What's hell like? What's the Jewish hell? How is it different from like?
Mom is right there. I don't think he's supposed to talk about it.
It's Sheol, right? That's
wholesale doesn't exist. Price.
No. I'm actually stopped making Jewish jokes for this robot, probably.
What?
Stop making Jewish jokes, first of all.
Why? That's like half the show.
Yeah.
How can you take that away from that?
Then it'll be like NPR.
Yeah.
I mean, not a serious business topic. Or a serial business topic.
Serial business topic.
Do you want serious business topic?
Do you want Rice Krispies? Do you want...
Why don't you suggest a serious topic for us, and we'll talk about it.
It's a joke. If you ever watch most TV show on Comedy Central...
Oh, we should make serious jokes like comedy.
No.
That's totally a drop.
Really?
Okay.
Shlomo?
Oh, God! No! Please, no!
That's grown-up Shlomo.
Glomo?
Glomo.
All right,
okay.
I want to really sort out what he's trying to say, though. What are you trying to say?
What's that TV show on Comedy Central?
Daily Show?
What's that TV show on Comedy Central?
Cartoon.
South Park.
Futurama.
South Park is cereal. It's cereal.
There's a South Park cereal?
There's a South Park
cereal? No, there's a character on South Park because it's a serious cereal.
That's where you work, Noah, isn't it?
Cereal?
Cereal
yeah.
radio?
Serial satellite radio.
Does he mean like it's a series, so the episodes are in a serial format? Is that what you're
saying? No. They're YouTube. Serial. I mean, like, I'm serial. Not Miss Garrison.
Shlomo, use it in a sentence so they understand.
Okay, I found the clip that he's talking about.
I feel like anyway.
I'm cereal.
Oh.
Super cereal. I hope now you boys see that this is called cereal. I warned everybody and nobody takes me cereal.
I get it now. I guess you would have had to know that episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's your point about that, Shlomo? I don't know. What does that have to do with anything?
What does it have to do with anything? You just. Okay, great. All right, well, I see your sister. Not amused.
Can we talk to your sister?
No.
Why not?
I already regret doing this.
Put Yoshi on the phone.
I feel like when Shlomo says, anyway, I feel like that's his, like, car starter, like his ignition. Like, that's how he kicks his gear. Anyway, so then the thing starts.
Like
nothing.
Petty.
Who?
Stop it, honey. I can listen to this for
2 hours. Hi.
Is she tickling you?
No.
He's in the bath right now. She brought the ducky in. So
squeeze the ducky. Show me on the duck wish.
Nope. Kind of like poo, poo, poo.
I'm lost.
Whatever.
Watch your mouth in front of your sister.
Poo, 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 he said.
No, pew, pew, pew.
Like lasers.
Yeah.
Pew, pew, pew.
Shlomo, how many sisters do you have, Shlomo?
Two.
Oh, dear.
How many sisters are in the room with you right now?
One.
Ah, oh, well then.
Thank you, Rob. You saved that.
That's why I'm here.
It's fucking teamwork.
All right. Thank you, Shlomo, for being a good sport as always.
So, as Shlomo was calling us, Frank walked in.
Hey, Frank.
Frank here right now.
Hello, Frank.
What's up, guys?
How you doing?
That was a little weird.
As requested by the chat.
So Frank, you just came off a tour, right?
Indeed.
Did you like park your van outside, like directly from
down by the river?
Home?
Or has it been stolen again?
It is parked downstairs, but not.
And there's a river right outside. Oh. So
hey. No, there's nothing in it. I swear there's nothing in it.
Except for all the drugs.
So what was the shadiest place you visited on this tour?
Oh,
tell us about the
shady.
Well, first of all, tell us what band you were on tour with. Which one of your many, many bands?
I only toured with one this year. And
I can't believe you don't know that. I mean, come on.
The Mighty, Mighty Boston's.
Well, I've
Robert
seen...
Horton Heat.
Wow, all right.
I've seen Frank like play with so many bands that...
Yeah, some for money, some
follow.
For fun. But
yeah,
Mika's
so.
Murder is like my bitch that I go out on the road with. That's been fun, but there was plenty of shady places for sure that we played this tour run.
Example.
Shadiest being.
Well, the first night that we met up with East of the Wall was in Savannah, Georgia, and the show went off great. And the place was kind of like a DIY venue. They said it was a house show, but it did not look like a house show at all. It looked like if you took like somebody's biggest garage that you have in New York City. Like an airplane hangar or something. It was pretty cool. And then like Kyle Lesser showed up, and they came to watch us. And then like
how many people were there? Was it a full house?
Probably 30, 40 people.
It's a full hangar.
Wow.
It was enough because like the promoter also like he was apologizing, saying that the school just let out around there the weekend before, so there wasn't really a lot of people. But that's still plenty to play around. Anyway, back to Shady. We stayed in the hood and watched like half the band. Most of the people actually went inside the house to go to sleep, but I stayed in the van, just like a knife in one hand and a key in the other. No joke.
Well,
and,
here's a question though. Now the knife is it ready? Is it like out?
Yeah.
Now what if there was some like you're asleep?
Uh-huh.
There's some sound. You're startled. You wake up, and in your...
Stab myself?
You just stab yourself. You ever did you think about that? Like,
I did.
That cross
yeah, but I kind of, like, barely sleep, you know, like, especially in those conditions when we're, like...
But if there was, like, a thud, you'd just jump up and then...
Absolutely every little fucking sound woke me up, for sure, yeah.
What was that?
But, yeah, there was a crack deal going on at, like, 7 o'clock in the morning.
How was it?
I couldn't believe it was going on.
Was it strong?
Oh, yeah. I got my fix.
So there's a crack deal going on outside or across the street?
Or in the van.
You nailed it.
No, it was across the street from the van.
Okay, so you got a good view.
Yeah.
You get footage.
Yeah. Totally.
At the cam. So Savannah was the worst place, you'd say. What are some of the other places you visited?
Like in America or just this tour?
Just this tour.
Ava Stain's house.
Charlotte, North Carolina was really shady. We played this place called The Milestone, and apparently it's gotten a lot better because in like 2 years ago, the promoters were telling us that they used to have to hire guards with machine guns and shit like that to walk the bands through the back with the equipment just to make sure that they didn't get robbed.
Nice.
But now they don't have to do that. Now they just have to like park in the back and run.
So. Cool.
And rape.
Perfect use of that new drop. Also, you stayed with the drummer extraordinaire Dave Whitty, right?
Well, we didn't actually stay with them. We split up because there wasn't enough rooms to East of the Wall stay with them. But he did come out and hang out all night, and that was really cool. That's been rad. I think this year, like overall, we've had a lot of bands come out and see us, and that's been awesome to see.
I heard Lou Reed and Metallica came by to see you to steal some ideas for their next venue, their next project.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Throw it away.
So, anything else crazy happened on this tour?
I mean, I saw Brett's dick like every 10 seconds.
What?
That's like normal, though.
Brett from East of the Wall, the bassist extraordinaire.
Yeah, he's crazy. He's also in the Argonauts.
Yeah.
What was your review of his dick?
Trash it.
Trash it.
Wow.
So now, in what kind of context did you see him?
The first time was the first night that we met up with them, the morning after I walked into the house that they were staying in, and he was, I didn't know that he sleeps in the nude, but he was on the phone, and he stops the conversation, and he's like, "Yo, Frank." And I look at him, and he just, like, whips the thing open, the sheet open.
Nice. So was he kind of like laying on the bed, like on the side?
It's in a sleeping bag, yeah.
Oh my goodness.
So he was fully awake.
Yeah.
And just like, hey,
and fully awake.
And fully nude. And
by the way, yeah.
All right, Frank, how many cocks have you seen while you're on tour in all your life?
Plenty.
There's too much to count.
In fact, I would say that we have this thing called a tour dick. And we don't know who it's ever going to be, but there's always that one guy in a band who loves to show his dick.
And Brett was the tour dick.
Yeah.
No one wants to come on tour with you next
time. Do you need like an extra hand or something?
Is this like one of those things where like if you don't know who the tour dick is, you're the tour dick? Or it's just, no, you have to.
Like one's whipped out their dick. Yeah. Like after a week, no one's pulled their dick out. You start thinking it might have to be you that does it.
All right, guys. Just so there's some stability on the tour.
I don't know. Yeah. They're expecting something.
No, it just never fails. If it's not somebody.
Are they waiting for me to show my dick? I don't know.
So has it ever been you, Frank?
No. Right. Definitely not. We're not that type of band. It's never been
how
anybody.
How many drinks until it is you?
I mean, I have taken photos of my balls on other people's beers as a payback.
So the
prank.
Balls. You're more of a balls guy than a dick guy.
But he does his ball beering privately.
Yeah. Ball.
He doesn't whip it out.
Wouldn't it be beer balling?
Beer balling.
All right. No, because your activity is balling the beer.
Yeah.
Or beering the ball.
No, balling the beer.
You're putting beer on your balls.
The beer is not moving. You are placing your balls.
Okay, but because ball bearing is a thing, so I thought that would be a better way to juxtapose it.
Like,
so then are you just like kind of teabagging bottles or what? Like how are
cans.
You?
Cans. Oh, bottle cans. Bagging.
Do you really want to see a photo? I have one.
No, thank you.
Can you crop out the balls?
Yeah. Show it to Rob and he'll tell us what.
Theater of the mind.
I'll do a play-by-play.
It's in HD, so I think you can see dimples.
I think
it's like Lemon Party.
Just twist it.
Is there usually ball sweat? Like, do you do it after you play drums?
No, I think in this case it was before we played.
You're the cleanest person that I know. You shower like five times a day.
Yeah, the only way Frank could build up some sweat is to run right from the drum kit.
Yeah.
And run right
just,
to the beer.
Just, like, rub your balls all over the beers at the bar, and then go and shower.
Yeah,
that's always an issue. I'm sure it'd be fun to have Darren on tour, just because of like the lack of showering and stuff that goes on.
I mean, I'd freak out from the.
It's so hard. Yeah, I mean, like there's a lot of houses that you go to where you look at the shower and you're like, wow, I would be fucking dirtier going into that than if I just didn't shower.
That's honestly not one of the things that I OCD about. I'm more mental stuff. Like the I know the way that came up was because of the hooers. Like I would never mess with a hooer, but that's more. I don't know. That's more of a mental thing. Like because I know if I messed with a hooer, I would have to freak out later on that I might have a disease. More so than oh my god, I'm dirty. You know what I mean? I would just be afraid that I caught something.
Right. I'm an STD.
Right. But in real life, I'm like a slob. You know. So I don't my house is a mess and everything. So I never. That's not one of the things. Luckily that I've freaked out about. Because I think that would be one. The way I do carry on about things, I'd probably scrub the skin off my hands.
Yeah.
unclean. Now, Frank, how much punani has there been on the tour?
Oh,
does Mika's Murder bring out the ladies?
Not really. We're kind of like spastic grind, or whatever the fuck you want to call it. Mm-hmm. And
so no bipolar girls.
A bunch of Sean's were there.
I mean, there's definitely dudes, and dudes like to bring their girlfriends, I suppose. Every once in a while, there's girls, but they're kind of crusty, and I wouldn't have anything to do with them, for sure. Yeah.
More Keller's type?
Yeah.
He has a girlfriend, a lovely girl, Andrea. Hi, Andrea.
She's not listening. She'll never know about this.
She'll never know. So Keller cheats on her on the road?
No. Absolutely not.
Off the record.
Just at home.
The mics are off. We're at music.
Oh, my
God.
Don't trick him like that.
Just for comedy. Anything else interesting happened on there? I think you should tell the story about your Tiger Flowers tour with Jesse,
yes.
what they did with you,
because yes.
that's a great story that
oh,
we
boy.
Should get out in the public. It's a little long, so
yeah.
brace yourself.
I'll try to make it really short. Basically, what happened is we went camping a couple times, and it was just a two-week tour. And towards the end of the tour, we camped in, I think it was like North Carolina or Virginia. And every campsite was full. There was probably like five of them. Every one was taken. And we found two that were next to each other. And so we both set up our tents, our campsites, and everything like that. But we mostly stayed around Tiger Flowers campsite, like partying all night long, drinking.
Okay.
But we had to leave something like
Can we just let people know that the singer of Tiger Flowers is maniac. Like he's
he's
a very
dick.
Crazy guy.
Yeah, he was the tour dick, for sure.
He's just, I mean, he's like an everyday dick.
He's a dick?
Well,
or
he's a nice person.
No, he's great. No,
he's great.
He's
hilarious.
He's a really
okay.
nice, funny person. But
you should see what he sent me for my
out.
Birthday. He sent me this photo of a mangina.
Nice.
He said he had an upper.
Wait, what?
Photo
his?
Too. Yeah.
What
oh, my God.
What does a mangina consist of?
Tuck your dick in. So
right,
it looks
right.
like you have a vagina.
Okay, I thought you meant like a real tranny post-op picture.
Oh, no, no, no.
Okay.
That's gay.
Gay! All right, so I'm sorry to interrupt. Please continue.
Well, so yeah, real quick, what happened is, like, all night long we're partying. We have to leave in, like, maybe 4 hours, get back on the road, and we're totally being assholes. Like, we're really loud drinking and, you know, whatever, partying all night long, and all these other campsites are filled with, like, families and shit like that, you know? So, you know, obviously we're being assholes to, like, 3 or 4 in the morning, just, like,
right.
partying. But, like, a couple times, some of the members, Dan, the drummer, he was like, oh, dude, I think I saw somebody out there. Because, like, funny enough, probably around, like, 10 o'clock at night, we saw this random guy. And, like, we were close to a latrine, and the latrine had a light on it, and it was the only light in the area that had – that outside of our two campsites.
All right. Got it.
And so we saw this random guy just walking through the woods in the dark, and then we only saw him emerge when he got to the latrine. Like, what kind of fucking weird asshole just walks around in the dark in the woods, you know?
Wow.
Rob.
It wasn't me.
Sean.
So,
and he was listening to Rob's Sirius show. It's so
that
weird.
That was the weird. But go ahead. This was before I even had the show. But go on.
I think I missed something here. But anyway, so he kept saying, like, oh, like, there's somebody out there. I swear I see somebody out, like, staring at us. And he did that several times to the point where we're like, all right, this is kind of getting retarded because, like, he just put, like, a dead stop in the party. And then we sent out a search team. Everybody grabbed a fucking flashlight, and we all went into the woods.
Whose dick was out while this was happening?
More than likely Jesse's. But you know what? On that tour, I think Will had his out a couple times, too, maybe. And
Tiger Flowers is a collective.
They are, yeah.
Noah brings it back to dicks.
Naturally.
Frank probably organized the search team and made split the woods up into grids. Like Sector A,
well,
you.
He was a Boy Scout.
I was thinking of the way you plan the movies that we shoot.
You're
so meticulous. I imagine you mapping out the entire forest.
No, because we weren't like fucking. Our band. We Mika's Murder. We didn't give a shit. We're just like, all right, they're just like being assholes and like trying to scare us or something like that. We didn't really buy into it. Mm-hmm. But we went out there looking for whoever it was and just to put them at ease. Kept on happening several times. We're like, I hear something. Blah, blah, blah. One by one, they all wound up going to bed. Way before us. Like, I think Will, bass player, he went to bed, like, 4 hours before anybody else.
So it worked.
And then, like, one by one, they all went until it was just me and Jesse. Mm. And then finally, I was like, all right, you know, and I was the last one to go. I went into my bunk and just laying there. And I don't fall asleep right away, so I'm just, like, laying there listening. And all of a sudden, I hear footsteps. And I'm like, what the fuck is that? And then I hear, like, the gravel moving, like, around us. And I was like, all right, this is kind of weird, so... I'm in my underwear, and that's all I have on is, like, underwear, and I walk outside with a flashlight, and I'm, like, looking around, just, like, put myself at ease. I see nothing.
Yeah.
Like, and then I hear footsteps again when I go back in. I'm like, all right, now I'm just getting pissed off because I'm going to be up all night.
Right.
So I'm in the complete darkness, just, like, crouching down next to the tent with a flashlight next to my head, facing it towards the van.
Yeah.
And as soon as I hear somebody approach the van, I heard them, like, grab the handle of the van and try to open it.
Right.
It freaked me the fuck out, and I turned the light on. And then all I see is it's, like, in the distance, this, like, drunk hillbilly asshole fucking with her. It freaked me out so fucking bad. Yeah.
Wow. What'd you say to him? You ran off or what?
No. So... Jesse from the other band, he was still outside, and he was like maybe 15 feet away. He came running down, and he was like, "Whoa, what the hell was that?" So, and we're both trying to, because he kind of backed up around the van to the back of the van, so we couldn't see him. And again, I don't have shoes on or nothing like that, and I can't go running. So we're looking around for where he went, and it turns out like we hear a noise behind us. We turn around with the flashlight, we see nothing. Turn around again, and he's near their van now.
Yeah.
And Jesse goes charging this guy.
Wow.
And at this point, I'm freaking.
We're in our headquarters right now.
Sorry. I'm freaking the hell out. I'm waking up my bands because they're dead asleep. You know, I'm just like kicking them and shit. I'm like, get the fuck up. Get any fucking weapon you could possibly find.
So you look dangerous or just like some schmuck?
I mean, like, what kind of weird, like this weird ominous fucking dude just like in the middle of the woods doing nothing. I don't know. Trying to break into our van. But Jesse goes and charges him. And as I'm like grabbing my band and like waking them up, and I look back and I see this guy stab Jesse, throw him against the van, and he slides down. And this is when I totally lose my shit.
God.
And I'm fucking screaming at the top of my lungs. I throw my shoes. We're still all in under. All three of us are like in our underwear and shoes, and that's it.
Who has their cock out for this? Seriously.
Okay, go on.
I think, you know, as Jesse was sliding down, he took his pants off. So.
Oh, my God, it's so big.
Okay, so Jesse's, like, sliding down the van.
So he's just, like, dead, and we're freaking out. And up to this point, my band has no idea what's going on. They just go on by what I'm trying to, like, convey to them and scream at them while, you know, they're waking up. But, you know, they don't miss a beat. They like we all jump into the van. We start honking the horn and throwing on the lights and like trying to wake up the rest of the campsites. One by one, all the camps started like, you know, there are fucking fires and lanterns going on. People are coming out looking. There's like a big commotion now.
Right.
And we see the killer, whoever this guy is, run into the latrine. So what we do is like I get the van to try to corner him. And then I get out of the van, and I'm creeping towards Jesse to see if he's okay, because, like, in my mind, I was like, all right, here's the plan. We got to, like, get Jesse, throw his body inside the van, get the rest of the band, get the fuck out of here. So I'm creeping towards Jesse, and, like, I'm maybe, like, 5 inches away from him, and he busts out laughing.
Yeah.
And it turns out this whole gag, this was, like, a whole thing that they put together like a day before in advance. And Will, what played the killer, he was the guy who was sitting in costume.
The guy who went to sleep first.
Yeah.
Is
he
the
was
guy who
sitting in costume for 4 hours waiting for the rest of us to go to bed.
That's dedication.
And the guy's making the footsteps and the sounds and everything like that with the rest of the band. So the entire band was in on it.
Wow. You got played.
Now, Frank, why would they pull this prank on? Why would they pull this prank on you? Why would they start with you?
I don't know. Those guys.
No, that's not what you told me when I originally asked you that question.
It was a continuous prank war. I think it started. I don't remember where. Maybe like Wisconsin or something. Where I was pissing on their van while they were. I was like talking to them through the window, and they didn't realize I was peeing.
So you were the guy with the cock out.
At
one point of the tour.
That's not as bad as faking a stabbing.
Yeah.
Nobody was hurt.
It's like an impromptu kind of. You had to pee, so you.
So there you have it.
We tried to steal their van. That was going to be the payback. Because they have a really bad habit.
Oh, yeah.
I probably shouldn't announce this, but they have a bad habit of leaving their doors open and just walking away from their van.
There you have it, folks. If Tiger Flowers is playing
the show
nearby.
Yeah, rob them, because I'm sure they have some really good stuff in there.
Frank sent us!
First, you have to identify what their van is, though.
Yeah.
Frank, what kind of van do they have?
I don't remember.
And also, before you leave, after you've stolen their gear, pee on the van. Because I don't think Frank did it.
And wipe your balls on the handles.
Perfect. It's a trifecta.
If there's any beers inside the van, just...
Hey, Frank, I think we should form a band, and we should go on tour with Tiger Flowers, and then we can actually...
You just want to look at people's dicks.
That's right.
So, yeah, and...
Just start out. Rob, help her out.
We should get a band together with all the tour dicks in one.
You should get Jesse, Brett, from East
I
want to
be in that band.
Noah.
Okay, so we have a singer, we have a bass player.
Guitarist.
I can play guitar. We need
a
drummer.
Which drummer just
you can call it
the sock out all the time?
What will Paul Masvidal be doing in his band? No.
Oh, that's right. The guy from Rose Funeral. But you don't even.
Ew.
Care. Yeah. All right. Well, let's get to some music.
They just ignored your cynic jokes.
Yeah, they did. That's fine.
It's just old. It's old. We're going to start out with some East of the Wall and then get some Tiger Flowers. And we'll be back a little later with some more excitement.
Maybe Sean will call in.
Probably not.
We'll be right back.
Just hear those sleigh bells ring-a-ling, ting-ting-ting-a-ling, too. Come on, it's lovely weather for the hosts of the live cast to be outside on a smoke break while you suffer through this next song. Jingle bells. Noah smells. Sydney laid an egg.
Howdy, listeners. In order to keep up with all this jazz about social networking, Chuck Blandington is now on Twitter. Follow me at BlandInjection. It's mostly me making fun of Noah, Rob, and Frank. Oh, and I guess you should follow the livecast as well. Their Twitter handle is at MILivecast. Twitter. I'm over it. This is your announcer, Chuck Blandington. While you're listening to this music break, Darren downloaded 47.5 gigabytes of Meat Holes and Gag Factor. You're listening to the Metal Injection Livecast. Hello. This is your friend, Chuck Blandington. If you hate white people as much as I do, then you might as well turn this off now. Because this show is Honky Central. Fucking crackers. Landington. It's time to return to the Metal Injection Live cast. But first, a word of advice. The first hour had way too much Jewish content. Please scale back the Hebrew talk, you menorah-loving yitz. I felt like I was at a bar mitzvah on mushrooms. And now, here's the show.
I want mushrooms.
Yeah. Jewish mushrooms.
Welcome to hour number two of the November 27th edition of the Metal Injection Livecast. Post-Thanksgiving Livecast.
How was your Thanksgiving, Rob?
My Thanksgiving was amazing.
What happened?
Amazing. I had two Thanksgivings. I went over to my family, hung out with them just for lunch, had a Thanksgiving lunch. Then as soon as I was over my mom and her nagging, I went over to my friend's house. My friends Amina and Chad are like fantastic cooks, and they had like a traditional.
Did they put weed in everything again?
No, unfortunately Amina's mom was over, so we had to ixnay on the Eid way.
We smoke with your mom now, so it's okay, right?
No.
How much weed was in the food that your mom prepared, though?
There was no weed in the food that my mom prepared. I did smoke a joint in front of her, though, which was very liberating.
Wow.
So this is happening.
Progress.
Yeah.
That's good.
It's pretty great. And then she was just like, well, now how do you feel? What did that do to you? Like,
you are the same. It is nice. I see
how
you look
you
same.
How come you know Puff Puff Pest?
Pasty Dutchy, blyad.
Anybody else have an interesting Thanksgiving?
Nope.
Not really.
All right.
My family is not very festive.
I did it with my mom, but it wasn't like a big ordeal. We just went to dinner.
Yeah.
Where?
A restaurant. Mm. Il Fornetto.
Oh.
You love that place.
Yeah.
Is that the one on Nostrand?
It's on Emmons Avenue.
Oh, yeah.
Can't believe you didn't know that, Noah.
It's near Nostrand. She's close.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not really good with directions.
And then I came home and listened to Rob Sirius' show.
No. Really?
No, I haven't heard it yet. I'm sorry.
Oh,
no wonder. No wonder the ratings are so low.
I did.
I don't know the ratings.
I did hear a clip of it.
Oh, yeah.
I brought it with me.
Oh,
nice.
How convenient.
There's no business like no business like no business I know.
Yeah, sounds like me.
Clearly they put some kind of bass effect on Rob's voice to make him sound more manly.
No, this is the song he played. Don't be a wise ass, Sid. This is his playlist. That wasn't him talking.
Is this Chromeo?
It's a Ghostbusters song.
This is the faint.
It's like the Mortal Kombat theme.
Oh, I mean,
Mortal Kombat! Is this a remix?
I guess. I mean, I know that Ethel Merman didn't sing with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, let's hear more Ethel. Here we go. Hollywood.
Yeah. I couldn't find. What? I didn't have enough room in my hard drive to record the part where you played Hollywood.
Oh yeah, it's okay.
Sorry.
If you want to give us a call, the number to dial is 646-929. That burp translated is 1357.
All right.
Do you do that on Sirius?
Burp.
Yeah, like
I do it off air.
Oh. You had a bunch
I try to class it up a little on Sirius. I can't get away with much.
And talk up a song for us. Give us like...
No.
Come on. You must remember like last
no.
time.
You can't do it on the spot.
I can't. I have
on.
To be in the moment.
It loses its momentum.
Yeah.
It's all scripted.
No, I could, you can talk about whatever I want.
Well, here, look. I'll just play the Mountain Man, and then you act like
no,
you.
No,
you
know, I'm not gonna do it.
Well, you came out of a song, and now you're back. Why can't you do that?
It's pretty much the way I. All right, that was Falconer.
One of the greatest
Mountain
bands
Man.
In history.
Well, wait. Let him do it.
No, I'm taking over this sound.
What?
I guess that one. All right, Shat. How about that?
Yeah. That was the classic Shat anthem, Shitbox.
You already failed. It's here's the end. You have to wait till the end.
Yeah, oh, I'm sorry.
Right, I'll put it fire.
I didn't know. I didn't know we're so specific.
It's over. All right, you're fired. You fucked up twice.
Yeah. I quit.
Let's try it again. I'll give you a countdown at five. All right, and five.
All right, that was Shat. It was the middle of Titfuck that abruptly ended.
The real song ends abruptly, too.
This is Rob. You're listening to SiriusXM Liquid Metal. Coming up, we have some tracks from some bands. Here's the new one. This one goes out to Darren.
Wow, he's coming home.
I
this one goes out to Darren. It's
no business like no business I know.
That's enough of that. Are you enjoying it?
Yeah, it's fun. A daily thing. I'm on the air all the time. I'm kind of sick of my voice, though.
Really?
No.
In the club.
Come on. Why are
you? I don't understand that.
Nice. You said it, not us.
I'm not really sick of my voice, so that was just a joke.
I mean, you don't really listen back to that any more than this, do you?
Yeah, I guess not. Yeah.
I listen to Back to the Show every week.
Me too. It takes me like 4 train rides now. It used to take me 2 train rides because my commute was an hour, and it would be an hour going to work and an hour home. Now it takes me 4.
You should just take sanity.
It's so hard to be you, yeah.
And do you laugh?
Oh,
do you laugh
I
at your
it.
Own jokes, or like even though you know what's coming up? And
yeah,
sometimes I forget them and then laugh because
you like keep yourself in suspense, like what's gonna happen next?
Yeah. Sometimes I laugh the exact same way that I'm laughing on the show,
yeah.
And it's like in stereo, like a surround sound laughter.
And I miss a lot of jokes because I'm high. And then, like, hearing them for the first time, I'm like, oh, so that's why.
Sometimes, and Sid told me he does this too. Maybe it was Rob, I'm not sure. But I said that sometimes I hear a situation and I think of a joke to
mm-hmm.
say,
yeah.
And then the recorded me says it.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely.
I thought you don't listen to it, though.
Well, but when I do.
Oh, yeah.
And also, like, there's been times where I used to listen to, like, even tapes of, like, college radio shows I did, like, 10 years later.
Yeah.
And that would happen then.
Yeah.
It's like my humor has not developed.
True.
It's the exact same.
Are you calling yourself immature?
Yes. Among other things.
You haven't evolved as a comedian, too.
Correct.
I feel like my...
You recycle jokes.
My, yeah.
Well, I'm like Adam Sandler.
My,
without the wig.
My comedy doesn't evolve, but my timing gets better, like my delivery, I think. Because when I listened to the old shows, it was like just as funny, but I think we were less professional about being radio hosts.
You're definitely the funniest person that I know.
Oh, stop.
I'll second that.
Thank you. That's very kind.
Yeah, I will third that you are the funniest person that no one knows.
Wait a minute.
You mean to look at, right?
You're also the only person I know.
That's a fair point.
Like, really, really know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, deep, dark secret?
You know Sean.
No, I don't.
I don't know him.
You know the Chinaman.
He doesn't want to know him.
Yeah.
What about the Chinaman in the park?
I want to get to know him.
I love that movie, Chinaman in the Park.
I told you last week you should just go and do a Liu Kang flying kick across the...
I know, I don't
bicycle kick
him. I don't see him every day.
That'll get his attention.
Clearly, he must have either been listening to the show or walking by when we're talking about him. And he's on to you. That's all.
He's inside.
Mortal Kombat!
Why don't you just play it? You have a computer right there.
Mortal Kombat!
This is way more fun.
Just for you.
I still remember the day that
E Honda
that arcade game was like at my local arcade, which
it was just one day.
Do you remember
the exact day when I first when this game came into our arcade? Because there's only room for like 3.
I used to go there.
Now, did you play arcades at the Knish place on the boardwalk?
Yeah,
that's where I used to play. When
I used
I'd go
to play
the
them on Flatbush Avenue.
Mm.
Remember that place?
Yeah. No.
Which place?
I know what you're talking about.
Buddy's.
It was like a carnival.
Buddy, it was next to Burger King.
Yeah.
Buddy's. They had like a merry-go-round.
Fairyland?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It used to be Buddy's when I was a young child.
We always used to play the Simpsons games.
Oh.
I have that on my computer.
The Simpsons / X-Men engine. Oh, I love that game. It's the same game, the X-Men game and the Simpsons game. It's just
different sprites.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, or the Ninja Turtles. Remember Ninja Turtles?
That's also, it's also the same game, yeah. All by Konami.
Yeah.
Konami.
So
the...
Capcom or whatever.
Capcom?
Capcom.
Whatever. But do you remember when they came out with those controllers where you could cheat in Street Fighter?
Yeah, like the turbo.
Yeah.
It
wasn't it was they were hacked. They were hacked games and like they would put all these like different abilities into the game. It wasn't like the controller.
Yes,
one.
There was that, but there was also a controller where you could like switch
it was like
A
auto
over
turbo
to the side,
on.
And it would like press A for you all the time. So
oh, you mean like NES versions?
No, for Genesis, Genesis.
No, this was Super Nintendo.
Oh, okay,
Super
but yeah, no, I'm thinking of the arcade. I'm talking about.
Yeah, so. No, just that once everything happened in the. It was a wonderful time growing up as a kid.
Yeah.
They don't make them like they used to.
Yeah, games suck now.
I used to sit at home and you play online.
There are some different different games that I like new games, but generally, like, it's just, you know, first-person shooter, blast the shit out of everybody.
Yeah, it's a little too much for me.
New Grand Theft Auto.
I don't
know,
I kind of like it. Like, I can't get into that Grand Theft Auto stuff, but
really?
The,
I like Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah,
I
really
that's
like
an exception to me.
Yeah.
No, I can't. I don't follow the story, and after a while, it just gets boring to me. But
there's so much to do, though, without even following the story.
I'm just hanging out and blow shit up.
The reason I like first-person shooters is because I like to see my fucking guy walking around, you know? I don't like to.
It's the old school way. That's what I'm used to as well. It also makes me dizzy.
Yeah.
I don't like to be immersed in the world. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, there's never a better video game than Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles arcade game, you know?
That was great.
Oh, my God. That was the best. And then the Nintendo game was really good.
Mm-hmm. The second one. Not the first one.
Yeah, the first one was kind of whack.
Yeah, the second one.
First Turtles way in too Time, difficult. You're talking about? I just know there was the one where, like, part of it is you're, like, driving around and it's, like, an overhead view, and then you're doing levels, and that one was too hard and sucked.
My favorite modern game, though, is definitely Portal 2.
Never played it.
It is the most challenging game I've ever played, but without having the need to, like, shoot anybody, or it's, like, you don't have the time. It's just puzzles. It's just mind puzzles.
You don't like violence in your video
game? And, like, the graphics are beautiful, and it's just it's such a great game that anybody can get into.
There's humor to it.
There's humor to
it. For this promotion?
Nothing. This is just
endorsement.
This is just pure.
Portal 1 sucks.
Portal 1 is good too. I played that as well.
Is there Portal 3?
But Portal 1 was more of like a demo because it was part of the orange box that came with Half-Life 2. Which
what language are you speaking right now?
Video game language.
Fuck are
you so Portal 2 is a
cooler
game.
Wait, Rob, play video games?
Wasn't that Sean's nickname in high school, Orange Box?
Yes. That was definitely. I don't really play that many video games because a lot of video games.
Just got that. Is that because of orange butt hairs?
Yeah.
All right.
Exactly. Captain Mike Rotunda in the chat says, Rob's favorite game is Barbie Horse Adventures Wild Horse Rescue.
How did you know, Mike Rotunda? Is that a thing?
I don't know.
Download it now, Rob. Let's play it the rest of the show. Shlomo Sister has that game.
Can I watch you play the Barbie game, Rob?
Absolutely.
Can I come over sometime?
Sure. Tons of gay sex.
I like it. All right. So I think that we should play something we haven't played in a while. And it's something we play whenever Frank is here.
Thrash it or trash. Yeah, seriously, every single time.
Thrash it or trash it.
Yeah, you're the only one that actually has constructive things to say.
No, say it sexily.
Thrash it or trash it.
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 All right.
All right, so we're going to do things a little differently this time. I'm right now posting a status on the Metal Injection Livecast Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Metal Injection Livecast. And I want you listeners to leave a comment with links to check out the band. This way it's a little more organized.
Mm-hmm. But how are we going to get the first one? We're going to just like kind of sit and wait?
Well, we'll just...
We'll just talk to each other until it happens.
How was your Thanksgiving, Noah?
Boring.
Didn't do anything?
Did you eat turkey?
No, I don't really like turkey. It's kind of gross.
I had Indian food.
How is it any grosser than, like, chicken?
I don't like turkeys. I don't like the way they look.
Do you like Turkish people?
I don't like the
people?
Way they taste. I like Turkish people, and I like
that
Turkish
the way
food.
They taste?
Sure.
Name some Turkish people that you like.
Even like
cold cut turkey, like boursa turkey, you're not into
turkey? No. Mm-mm.
Just turkey in general, you're
turkey,
not
turkey, I'm not into turkeys.
Turkey. Rob doesn't count as a Turkish person, by the way.
Close.
Do you want to list Turkish people you like?
He owns a fez.
The guy at the deli.
I should get a fez.
I don't know.
Just if Halloween, you should buy a fez and wear it, and then walk around with like a gyro, and like a not a gyro, but the machine that makes the gyro,
or a tagine.
Yeah, what's that mean?
I don't know if it's Turkish or Moroccan.
Is that like your new superpowered dildo? That
yeah, the tagine. And it makes vegetables and rice at the same time.
Oh, interesting.
It's like a crock pot, except it uses my vagina's warmth.
I thought it was vibrator, by the way.
That concludes the pregame for...
Did we get enough?
We got some bands. We got some bands.
Thrash it or trash it.
No, say it sexily.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
Okay, this first band I cannot pronounce the name. No, it's VYATHIST, or is it G?
What?
No, VYA, Vyathist, I'll go with Vyathist. All right, the track.
Where are they from?
There's a Bandcamp page, so
it's
not really, doesn't say. Montgomery, they're from Montgomery.
Montgomery, Alabama?
Maybe. That's Faceless Dreamless is the track.
Trashy.
We survived the blitzkrieg. There's that peace. There's that light. What do we think? Let's start with Darren, since you're the most vocal about this.
I'm the thrash guy, I guess. No, I feel like the vocals are way low in the mix, first of all. Does anyone agree with that?
Yeah, I feel the production is a little shitty.
I think they should be lower, to be honest. I don't know. It didn't totally kill it for me. But I don't know. I don't like the guy's accent is weird.
Sounds
and
like an angry Fred Schneider.
Who's Fred Schneider?
The B-52. Yeah.
Oh, that's not
How do I not know who Fred Schneider
is? Really?
Yeah, really.
What's wrong with me?
Show business, like show business.
He doesn't like that, but go
there,
ahead.
It's not that bad. I think Sid's exaggerating a little bit, but it's, the vocals need work. The band is fine. I love the riff. Everything, you know, that's my kind of shit, but, the vocals don't detract from it enough for me to trash it. So I'm gonna thrash it.
Oh, just slipped by.
Yeah.
Frank, what did you think?
Samesies.
Samesies? The game is not samesies or lamesies. It's
well,
thrash
Frank,
it or trash it.
Are you questioning Frank's musician sensibilities?
His technical critique?
That's some hardcore shit right there.
That's going to be the Rolling Stone review next week. Samesies. What the last guy said.
Yeah.
I did that to Frank 4 times.
He's switching it up now.
I was actually going to try to remember everything that you said instead of verbatim. I'm like, you know, I'm too tired for this.
That's what I started doing last week because I gave up.
Okay, so you thrash it, barely.
Yeah.
This. Knock him dead.
It was, the intro was all right, but yeah, I can't get past the vocals. It sounds like really, really bad, like wannabe Jello Biafra punk vocals, but they
That's
don't go
thinking.
With the music at all. It just, it completely takes me out of it, so I'm going to have to trash it.
Okay. Noor.
Well, I'm going to have to say that I trash it.
Any explanation?
There was just, I liked the music and stuff, and it had potential, and then he started singing, and there just wasn't enough kick behind his step.
I agree with you. It just wasn't enough to take me out of it. Cheap trash.
Well, I quit. All
right. Well, you know what? I'm very on the fence about this band. I'm definitely at the 50% point because I like the music. The recording, I think, is terrible. Vocals, not really grabbed by them. Shut up, Sid. And,
he didn't even think of it.
So I'll give it a thrash just because I feel bad.
Oh, okay.
A guilty thrash.
So that was 3 out
of 5. You probably
know
the singer, that's why.
The intern's at Syria.
That's not how I meant, but all right.
Shut up,
Hello, I'm singing at a band.
All right, let's go to the second band.
He met him
By
on
the way,
Broadway?
Before you do that, we should point out that we give away a prize. If you please, all 5 of us.
Yeah, that's the goal of the game.
One band.
What are you giving away?
I don't know, Rob. What are we going to do? We don't
we
give
just send,
away.
We send them Conrad. A link. We send them a link to our giveaway bag. And
a picture
they can
of Frank
CD.
Falls over a beer.
Yeah, they can get that for free.
Or the beer.
Frank's just going to Twitpick that.
I miss when we had a bag full of CDs and that we would just give them away for
people. I got like 3 boxes full of crap in my house.
Bring
you
it
can,
over.
You can have it.
Is any of it Nevermore?
Shadows Fall.
Shadows Fall.
Lots of Shadows Fall.
Okay. This next band is Heathens, and they have a logo that's pretty unreadable in a black metal kind of way. But these dudes all look like they live in Nebraska. The song is called Mourning. Like the time of day, not like grieving.
Or maybe they meant grieving but spelled it wrong.
Yeah.
Also a possibility.
He's lucky that I'm high right now.
They're setting the mood, you guys. So impatient. Here we go.
I woke up.
All right. Yeah, I guess we're waiting for the vocals. That could be vocals.
Jump ahead.
Fast forward.
So, Sid, let's start with you. What did you think?
Well, I'm a little conflicted because the music sounded good, but the vocals were so low I couldn't. I can't even, like, judge it properly.
Isn't that what you asked for in the last band?
Well,
that
but these vocals
didn't,
happy. Like, what I heard.
You
I mean,
don't know what you like.
I feel like
that's it.
It's like one of those times when you're at the show and the singer's mic cuts out and all you hear is the music and you don't know what the fuck is going on unless you're standing right at the foot of the stage.
Sometimes
that's
better.
How I feel. The music's good. I like what you guys said about the last song. I think the music's good enough that the poorly recorded vocals won't kill it. So I'll give like a 53% thrash, which is also my favorite Dillinger Escape Plan song.
Noah, what did you think?
Well, I was a little bit bored in the beginning, but then it actually grew on me, and I actually like the way he's singing and the way that it's produced. So I'm gonna thrash it.
No sound effect.
Oh, sorry.
And I agree with Noah. I really liked it. I like the music. I like the ambient intro. I'm not impatient like my co-host.
I thought it should be a little bit more intricate if they were going to do that.
Okay.
It was just like one note.
Fair enough. And I like the vocals, and I dig the vibe. Total thrash.
I think the singer sounds like he stepped on a rusty nail.
He did just sound like he stepped out of line.
Yeah.
He said that.
Let's go back. I hate those kind of vocals. The band was not terrible. The music was not terrible. The ambient intro was not terrible. But unlike the first one, where the band was so great and the vocals were bleh, in this case, the vocals are enough to kill it for me. Just pierces my ears. It just.
Oh my
I
god! We thought
it.
We had him, and then we lost him.
I can't. I can't do it.
It's okay.
I
you don't have to apologize.
We're
it's
not the ones
opinion.
Who are losing.
Frank,
I thought the intro was a little boring, but overall, I like where they're going and what they're doing. Like I like the whole like Bathory, Agalloch, whatever thing that they're doing. And I would totally actually check out more of what they're doing. So I totally thrash it.
Okay.
What's the name of that band again?
Heathen.
Do we want to let Sean get a vote? I think he's on the line.
Holding is not very SEO, is it?
Oh, we have a few callers.
Yeah. Are they going to offer
Which one is Sean?
That one.
Sean, you're on the air?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in, Sean. That's about all the time we have for you.
Hey, Sean, what's 3 minus 2?
Actually, I was going to say, can you just have to peel my face off? That would be great.
Are we hanging up on him yet? So what did you think of Heathen?
I actually was listening to it, and I couldn't hear any vocals whatsoever over the shitty phone, so I thought it was just an instrumental piece. But I couldn't get down with how it felt like it should be on the soundtrack for like a Resident Evil movie or a terrible video game movie, so I have to trash it.
All right. Sean trashes it from beyond the grave.
I agree.
I don't think he's dead, Rob. He's just not here.
Oh, is that what
he's
that?
He's just dead to us. But he's not really dead.
He's hanging out with
and that I can live with. Oh. That I can live with.
It sounds like he's up there with Swayze, like where we would usually hear the Swayze.
Sean, what are you doing that's so important?
Yeah.
I'm not doing anything. I'm fucking sitting in my house because the fucking trains were a piece of shit.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
He said he could have gotten here by 8. So you'd already have been here for half an hour enjoying our company and contributing, but instead...
Well, that's debatable.
No,
you could actually have heard the vocals to Heathen.
Yeah, a little slightly better than you did.
True.
All right, we're going to keep this Thrasher to Trash It block going.
How's Sean staying on with us?
I don't have to. I can go right back to like just.
I didn't mean it that way. I meant I was ready to goodbye you, and it didn't. I thought I was asking for verification. That's all.
Shot it. Totally.
God,
up to
you're
you.
Trying to have beef.
It's just the way it's. I just interpret things weird.
No, you don't.
Okay. So here, this band's called Milk White Throat. Shut up, Sid.
Wasn't that your nickname in high school?
That's just old now. That's just old. All right. This is their self. Oh no, this is Home off their self-titled album. Uh oh.
Is this Green Day?
No, this is Cherry Pop and Daddies.
Oh.
Come on. Suit Riot.
Oh my God.
Riot! Hey, this is a 10-minute song. I don't know if we have time for all of it.
Skip to like minute 6.
Really?
Yeah.
That's where the solo will be.
It'll still be this.
Deathmatch. 6 minutes exactly.
I'm getting more of a Squirrel Nut Zippers vibe, actually.
Are you serious?
Yeah, did you just hear that squirrel? Or was that one's
I heard like a woodpecker noise.
What the fuck?
This is 6 minutes in.
Let's go 3 minutes in.
What are they, Pink
go
Floyd?
Go back in time.
Fucking...
And queue up your copy of...
Chorus.
Where are they from?
He said the main riff.
They're from the
France.
UK.
Said the main riff kicks in at 120. You want to try that?
Okay, 120. We're so impatient here at Thrasher to Trash.
What's wrong with us?
I do like this riff a lot, though.
Yeah.
Whatever this whammy or this voice that he's making.
Yeah.
He stepped on a rusty nail.
I'm into this.
Me too.
At least this portion of this really long song.
Oh, wow. Another cigarette. Hello.
This guy is the riff
Who's
master.
Dancing? Rob's dancing. Well,
really is
shimmying.
turn the music down and say that again, please, just like you did. It's better for audio.
Stop
expenses.
It.
Real Rob. I'm the real Rob.
What? Who said that? Alright, I'll go first. I think this is great. I'm into it. I will totally give the ambient parts of this 10-minute song a shot when we're not on the radio and every second feels like 3 minutes. But I'm digging it. I'm digging the riffs. The vocals are cool. Full on thrash.
I agree. I really liked it. The only thing I would give a mild criticism and say that this song does not really need to be 10 minutes long.
Yeah. Well, it could just be like an EP that they just put out.
Or maybe they forgot
to
hit stop on the record.
Well, they have two 10-minute songs on this album, then like a 6-minute song, a 3-minute song, and then a 46-minute probably interlude.
46 yeah. minutes?
I'm sorry, 46 seconds. It's really
okay. Jesus
gonna
Christ.
Say,
my bad.
Double LP.
They're like Cream. It doesn't, yeah, I was going to say, it doesn't need to be that beginning thing. That just puts me right to sleep. I just don't give a shit when I hear that. I'm looking for the, like, not just for the show. I'm looking for 120. I wish if the CD came with a little instruction booklet that said when
yeah.
the fucking music starts.
Some liner notes.
Yeah. But once it kicked in, it was really good. The vocals, I can understand what the fucking guy's saying. I like that. Just that middle part. Take out that middle part, and it's a really good song. But it's still good. I thrash it.
All right, Frank, what did you think?
I think I need to hear more of it to really make an assessment, like most music we listen to on this segment, but mm-hmm. for the time being, I'm going to thrash it.
Yeah, it's all about what you just heard. Like,
yeah.
the rest
you
of, if the rest of it sounds like Avril Lavigne, that's not your fault.
Yeah, you only heard one thing.
You already paid to get in to their
Sydney.
Show.
Sydney.
You know?
I will thrash. It took a little searching, but we finally found a very compelling portion.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No.
I would like to know the name of this band again, please.
Milk White Throat.
I thought that was
yeah,
the song.
Oh yeah, that's right.
No.
What was the song?
The song is Home.
Oh.
Off of their self-titled album,
Milk White Throat.
I'm gonna be giving myself a Milk White Throat now.
Excellent.
All the time.
I like
because
it.
Because I thrash.
Oh my God! Wait, right. We have Sean on the line.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I'm actually for the first time ever. I'm gonna agree with Darren and say, yeah, I loved it, but they need to cut out the crap and get to the meat, and I thrash it.
Excellent.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is
wow.
a 6 out of 6.
Ding, 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 ding.
All right. So,
all right,
congratulations,
nice.
J.C. Berglist. You win yourself a car. No, a free CD of some sort. I will contact you on Facebook to get your information.
All right. Very nice.
All right, and the only way to get ahead of all the Facebook commenters is by giving us a call at 646-929-1357.
That's our first 6 for 6, right?
Yeah.
We have five people
yeah.
playing.
So let's Amazing. Take a caller right now. Once again, the number is 646-929-1357.
You think one of us dicks out of six would not like it.
Yeah. Anyone want to take back their thrash? So
no.
Give guy
I'm very tempted. You can.
I'm kidding. I'll take it back for the name of that band.
Yeah. You got a chance. That's a good point. I won't take it back, but change the name. It's terrible.
515, you're on the air. What's your name and where are you from?
Hey, Josh from Doyne.
Hey, Josh. You sound so excited. Yeah, yeah.
Well, I've been waiting a little bit, but hey, you know, it's all worth it to talk to you guys. So
I don't understand. Do you want us to apologize for the wait? Like we're
sorry,
we're doing a show.
Were we entertaining you while you were on hold anyway?
Yeah, really.
Well, yeah, I suppose. Although this great reception I have on my cell phone, I couldn't tell shit from what music it was. But hey,
is that really?
Yeah, I hear that.
No.
All right, well, do you have a band that you would like us to thrash or trash?
Well, sure. I'll have a Des Moines band for you.
Okay.
Called Face Cage.
Do you know, like, a URL?
Yeah, it's just facecage.com.
It's Face Cage?
Yeah.
Like Facebook? Face Cage?
Yeah.
Okay. Or, like, a person's face.
Yeah.
You sure it's not Milk White Face?
Facecage.com is currently for sale for $1,750 USD. Sold!
Yeah.
Sold!
$80,000 USD.
Oh, it's facecage.net. It's okay. I run into this problem all the time.
Sorry.
Okay. Media.
How many face cage things can there be? Just search it.
Okay, wait. I'm just going to go to their Facebook page. Oh, there's the music. Oh, okay.
Find Face Cage on Facebook.
Hold on. Loading. Okay, we're going to play Beast. Is that a good one?
Sure.
All right.
By the way, Dickus Hungus said Milky White Face is Rob's nickname at all times.
At all times? You said that so sadly.
I know, I feel bad.
Rob wishes.
I feel bad, yet I have to say
I have to report. It's a journalistic integrity. But I feel bad.
You won't deliver it properly.
Yes. Right. I won't deliver it properly, you jerk. But I will repeat it. I won't give it the emphasis that you wanted.
Look at that bass. to hear them. I have a question. Is it like a rule that every band from Iowa has to sound like Slipknot?
Yeah, I think so.
No, these guys are just kind of close friends with them.
Oh, well,
they're close friends with Slipknot?
Yeah.
So that's why they're allowed to sound like them?
Yeah, they both got permission.
Oh, okay.
They wear masks?
They share the same writer.
They don't wear masks. Like Kevin Churko. They're all wearing...
No, actually, one of the members, I believe it's the singer, he helped create some of the masks for them.
Okay, so this band's been around for a while.
But he wanted to be in the
band.
That's why they have a whopping 510 likes on Facebook.
All of them are Slipknot and their crew. And everyone that lives in
Iowa.
It's
just every member of Slipknot that's who likes the band.
It's the Chamber of Commerce from their town in Iowa. They all voted to upvote them. On
Oh, brother.
First, we're going to vote on the corn harvest. Yay or nay? And now, Milky White Throat. Oh, no, what was it? Oh, sorry, Face Cage.
Everyone take their smartphones, go to facebook.com/facecage.
We need to support local artists. Wait, they sound like Slipknot? Ah, fuck them. Oh, more corn! Corn! I tell ya!
Just Lou Reed.
Yeah, everyone!
This is a Bakersfield.
Like corn!
Worship the corn! Worship!
Yeah. I didn't like their second album, but Corn's first album was great. Yeah, Lou Reed is the Chamber of Commerce guy. Worship!
Actively despise corn.
Worship!
All right. So what do we think? Frank, let's start with you. What did you think of this?
Not my thing. Trash.
Oh.
Sorry. What do you think?
Sorry. Sydney.
Extremely derivative. Trash.
The only part that I liked was when my face started hurting from laughing so much because Darren was making me laugh so hard.
Corn! More corn
they
votes!
They sound exactly like...
So you thrashed Darren and trashed the band.
Yeah.
I mega thrashed Darren.
Thank you. Oh.
And
wait
I
a minute,
mega trash.
Mega trash!
Milky white face cage.
Face cage.
Face cricket.
If I was a snarky... reviewer for like the New Yorker, I would be like, sounds
yeah.
like Face Cage need to get back into their cage and not come out for a while.
Oh.
Wow.
Thank
the
you
New
very
Yorker
much.
Does reviews like that? Of
I don't read the New Yorker, so I don't know.
You could start. You could be the first.
I could be the metal reviewer for the New Yorker.
Listen, you've got the serious pedigree now.
Metal then, why not?
Walk into their office with that, your certificate.
Hello!
Did you get a certificate, by the way?
I have an ID. Does that count?
No. You need to demand a certificate.
Oh, is there any...
I'm just going to print out a certificate and ask Jose to sign it.
Is there any jealousy at all that you had to work and get your certificate and Rob just waltzes onto the...
Not at all. Rob is working, like, he has a different position than I do.
Yeah,
but you see someone just come into your workplace and...
I don't care.
He doesn't
I
have any kind of
share your
documentation.
Coffee, your toilet paper.
They do have good coffee and great toilet paper.
This
is
not
a completely fabricated feud.
I am so happy for Rob.
The media is really taking the center of proportion.
Her voice cracked a little when she said that.
No, I said I'm so happy for Rob. And I think I was more excited about this opportunity for Rob than he was.
See, that's a lie.
This is where the drama is. I'm a little mad at her for being more excited than I am.
Oh,
and that's
okay.
Where the fighting begins. How dare you be happy for me?
Yeah. I mean, I like that now I can walk down the hallway and I can pass by one of those like recording things and I see Rob. And I could be like, hey, Rob, you want to go downstairs and smoke? Mm-hmm. And he would, of course, say yes.
There would be like a smoke cloud of me because I've run out of the studio
so
quickly
fast.
To go downstairs. It's just like,
we can chat by the water cooler.
Exactly.
That's Rob leaving the Sirius Studio.
I can show him all the creepy sports guys.
Joe, what's his name? Joe DeRosa?
Yeah.
The one that hits on Monica?
That's a comedian.
Uh-huh. Well, same thing.
Yeah, and he saw Monica the other day when he was in.
And what happened?
Nothing.
Fingering in public?
Oh!
No.
A little Rob? FIP?
Yeah.
A little
fip. No, we just said hello to each other.
He fipped her?
A little hugging?
No fipping at the at the show. Come on.
Gay.
Gay at all.
Right.
The way you did it, though.
It's gay if a woman does it. It's gay if Noah does it.
Are we still playing Thrash or Trash?
Yeah.
Sean,
I never
God.
Actually thrashed
Sean,
or trashed that.
Did you enjoy that band?
No,
me?
I did not.
Aw, you didn't play Face Cage?
And I really hope that Darren just has peeled that band out of my brain right
sure.
now.
Sure. I'll do that right now for you.
So, I didn't like it either. I don't think anybody liked it.
Yeah.
He hung up.
I don't even really.
I thought whenever I hear.
Goodbye to caller.
Yeah, whenever I hear Hetfield, I hang up.
That's fine.
Darren, you miscued me.
Oh, well, we have
He's
another,
okay with it.
We have yeah, another fine. Caller. 813.
Wait, did that guy win something for having six trashes?
It's really hard. Not that hard.
Yeah, he got hung up on.
813.
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
Aaron from Tampa. Florida.
Aaron from Tampa, you got the protocol correct.
I actually just randomly called after getting off work, and I didn't know you guys were playing Thrash or Trash It, but I can throw a band out there if you guys want me to.
We can do that, but first, where do you work?
I actually work at a Dairy Queen, because I'm, yeah.
Yeah,
you're
employed.
Awesome.
I love Dairy Queen.
Well, I'm only 17, and it's hard to find
Watch
work nowadays.
He's only 17.
I want to do it.
And he works at Dairy Queen.
That's
amazing.
Hey, I do it to pay car insurance and go to shows, so.
All right, good. So I'll get high. I'll come to your Dairy Queen. He'll give you some free ice cream, and then you'll drive me to the show.
What if he looks like Justin Bieber, though?
Oh, God, definitely not.
Zac Efron?
No.
Selena Gomez.
I feel like you guys know more about all these people, and you're about 20 years older than any of them.
Yeah. What are you trying to say?
I am. The rest of them.
Just saying. I don't know half the people you guys name most of the time, and I'm in the age range.
So then
but we don't talk about Bieber all the time. We talk about
just Rob talks about
yeah,
him.
Just Ja Rule.
Man, that's it. Oh my God!
Yeah.
Stop.
Relive that again.
He's coming. He's coming.
That's true. I did say that.
Rob got butterflies in his stomach and Mr. Sparkle floating into the air.
As we approach each other, we get closer and closer. The camera
zooms. The sun is setting behind you.
You guys are like gallivanting in a forest with the sunrise in the background.
I'm meeting you right now, Justin Bieber. I don't know anything about you, but I know everything about you.
And he calls you baby.
Oh, this is Rob's dream from last night.
Oh, you guys, I call while you're doing Thrash and Trash, and then we go into like a random tangent about Justin Bieber.
Kyle, you there? Kyle.
Is his name Aaron?
Kyle.
Aaron is definitely my name.
You see any Milky White throat?
At least he didn't call me Justin Bieber.
Gary Queef.
Ow. That
okay.
We should really bring back Sid Hate. We really should, because I'm hate Sid.
What?
Why
would
Sid?
You do that? Why would
well,
you
let's
do that?
What's
thing?
His reason?
Let's elaborate.
What's
yeah,
because
I've listened to the show for 2.5 years and I miss it.
Oh, he
so
just misses
okay.
the meme of
okay.
That's yeah.
I'm fine with
I miss that.
I think Sid
too.
Misses it too.
Yeah.
On the inside.
Yeah,
the
I mean,
thing
you're...
is, like, everyone has Sean now to pick
yeah,
on.
Yeah, he's
know?
The new guy.
And you're like.
Yeah, I'm the good country guy.
Oh, Sean's still here. Hi, Sean.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Sean.
I don't feel me at any time. I don't give a shit.
You hate Sean?
Do I? No, actually. Sean actually got me into a couple bands, so go Sean.
Oh, shit. What bands, Justin Bieber?
No, I don't. Honestly, like, listening to your guys' show has got me into a ton of bands. One of my favorite bands of all time is actually the Red Chord, and I thank Rob and Sean for that one.
Oh, awesome.
Why
Sean? You should thank the Red Chord, mostly.
Yeah.
Well, because, that too. I actually, random thing I'm going to throw in here. This week I went into the Thrasher Burn concert because I got free tickets, and you guys said something a couple weeks ago that I think was Sean Reese says, you guys tried to figure out what they say in the beginning of Chelsea Grin's Lifeless song, and he actually says, get the fuck king up, not motherfuck king up, because he was, like, talking about that, like, rambling about it before they started playing.
Oh, yeah. Did he mention
true.
The line?
Yeah, no, I had no idea what the fuck they were saying.
Oh, get the fuck. Is that up?
Get the fuck, and then ting, and then he goes up.
Yeah, that makes
all the little girls near the crowd.
Single metalcore or grindcore or whatever core band out there. Yeah, they all use that same phrase, get the fuck up.
Yeah.
Or like, now's your last chance to dance or whatever, or
that's just shit people say.
Like the breakdown and then they say move.
Yeah.
Or my favorite is the oh when there's a bass
drop. That show we actually saw the Red Chord and the shtick was that every single song he's like, this is your last chance to dance.
Oh yeah, because that was actually in an interview Rob did with him back in like Mayhem 08. I remember that interview, and they were talking about, like, the Pantherodactyl and all that crap. I remember him saying that.
That was good.
Sean, you can't talk over the caller.
Hey, I'm technically a caller, too.
Exactly. That's why we can't control the levels when you're both talking at the same time.
It's but you're like eighth-level caller.
I thought I was, like, 30.
Yeah.
We have to go deeper.
That's a lot higher than I thought I was.
Well, awesome. Well, Kyle, thank you so much for listening.
Aaron. You guys want a band? Like, I know a bunch of local bands. If you want a band, I'll give you one. Just depends on what you want.
Let's play a local band. Play a local band.
Is it going to be less than Jake?
That you think we would like, knowing our taste.
Local as a trivia?
The thing is that you all have different, like, tastes. Like, I can name a tech death band, a kind of hardcore band, like a metal core band. Like, I can name – I'm huge in my local scene.
Wow.
I bet you are.
I mean, I just know a lot of people.
You hook him up with free milkshakes.
He's kind of a
all day, every day. I'm kind of a big deal. No, I can either give you a local band that is like a power, like, I guess, like just a hardcore band, or I can give you a tech death band. Just pick your
which is the band
poison,
that
I guess.
Fucking suck.
All right, give us the band that you like better, the tech death or the hardcore. If both of them are playing a show on one night, which show would you go to?
Whichever one he's getting.
Probably Tech Death one, because those guys always get me into shows for free, no matter what it is. So.
Playing at the DQ. What would you do?
So what's the band name or the URL?
You can do facebook.com/XICKISX, and that'll be it.
Now, do you get into their shows in exchange for blizzards, or what is the deal?
Ickes? Is this band's name?
Yeah, band name is Ickes. It's All Real Monsters.
Okay, the song, the first song that comes up is Virgin.
How do you spell
it? Play Bible.
I-C-K-I-S. By the way, I just want to say that this band is using the generic, like, brutal font.
Man.
it's the font name is actually Brutal Truth.
Let me see.
They basically went on DaFont.
I thought you meant something else.
It's just the generic. They need to get a different font.
Do Comic Sans. I want to see it. Comic Sans.
So is the thing now to have a Facebook page and they're phasing out MySpace pages for music again?
Yeah, where have you been?
Yeah. Well, the thing is Facebook pages and then... like they add like a reverb link or a music link or whatever.
There's like an app to have.
It wasn't that long ago that all these fucking links were MySpace. I'm not talking about MySpace being defunct because that's been 2 years.
Now
you mean Facebook?
Yeah.
There's just many different outlets now.
Right, but we used to get flooded with MySpace links constantly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So like even like 2 months ago, it's
it loads.
Yeah. Like it's,
it takes too much time to load.
Thank you for defending me, sir.
No, I'm sure there's also a MySpace page that this band has. I would think.
I don't think there is.
It's like vinyl versus CD. MySpace vinyl. Let's listen to that. It's a warmer sound.
What happened to that band camp?
And Friendster is their demo.
Right, here's Bible.
Demo.
I'm very big into Ickes. But not their new stuff. I was in the Ickes fan club when I was 12. Three teeth. Ickes patch on my backpack. Got it off of Duff Mont.
Both of the guitar players are vocalists, by the way.
The guitar players are the vocalists?
Both of them. They have two guitar players, both do vocals. They trade off.
And he's also the manager of the Dairy Queen, the night manager.
I make blizzards.
So I don't know anything else about Dairy Queen. That's the only joke I have. Happened in Brooklyn. Sadly. Like he wants to stand.
Kind of.
That was really uncomfortable.
I'm going to go first because you look pained.
Sure. I trash it. I think it's really repetitive for tech death.
I really don't know what you'd call them. That's just like the generic label I throw in it because they play fast, I guess. I'm sick and tired of labels running music. I really
Dude.
Whatever,
I agree.
Whatever label you put on it.
Yeah, whatever it is, it's, you know, I like it or not, and I don't like it, sorry.
Sydney.
There's just nothing musical about it. It's just like, hey, I'm going to do this riff, and then you scream a little. Do you want to jam and, like, rehearse and make this sound like a song? No, I'm just going to do this riff, and you scream a little. Yeah. And that's the song. So, no, I trash it.
Okay.
Well, if these guys are, like, 15 and, like, they just started playing and this is, like, their first band, then I think it's okay.
I don't agree with that. We're grading on a curve. Come on.
No,
I think all but one of them, the guitar players are both 20, and then the drummer's 23, and then the bassist is 22.
Dumb. You should have said they were all 8.
Yeah.
We would say, oh,
if we do this, I want you guys' honest opinion. I'm not going to sit here and like BS you guys just to make my friend's band seem cooler than they actually are.
I just picked up the drums.
You should have said they were in pre-K.
Yeah. So if it was like their nursery school band, I would thrash it. Right. But because they're too old.
23, I mean, you got to be doing something better than that.
Yeah, record it and play it amongst yourselves
and
leave it off the internet.
You guys can like have a band, just don't let anyone hear it.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
Not everything needs to be broadcast.
By the way,
I'm kind of really wishing at this point I would have picked the other band that I had that I was going to choose, because I feel like you guys would have totally taken this a whole other like level.
India loves it, so you can let Ickes know. By the way, Ickes is a terrible name for a band.
Yeah.
What does that even mean?
What does it mean?
It's a character from All Real Monsters, the old Nickelodeon show.
That's really tech death.
Again, are they 13 or are they 20?
How would they even, how old is that show?
That show was in like 97, 98.
You were born.
Barely.
I was 94 and I'm 17, so.
Wow.
It's crazy.
You're old.
Yeah, I hate my life. I hate being old. Responsibilities.
Bro, it only gets worse. Shut up, Bloggy.
Go clean that soft serve machine, you fuck.
So I crashed. It's terrible. I wasn't into it.
I would say nothing remotely sounding like music. Yeah, the vocals made it even worse. And it just sounds like a car running over broken glass.
We're so mean.
I'm sorry. I'm not against the guy who
I wanted. I wanted to like it, yeah. Karen. You seem like a really nice guy.
Don't stop on the account of us.
I mean, with it, with
my
like Vegas, how could it not be good? It wasn't
Cameron.
Yeah, okay, I'm going to have to call in next Thrasher Trash and redeem myself and do the other band and see if you guys trash that more or less than this one.
I'm almost curious what the other band is. But
give us a snippet.
If you guys are willing to do it, I'll tell you what it is right now.
We are not willing to do
no.
it. That's what we're telling you.
Goodbye.
Oh.
Don't hang up. I want to listen to it, so don't hang up on me.
Okay, let him listen now. No, don't hang up on him. Put him on hold.
Wait. If you're gonna Hatfield me, at least make me say like the word.
Which word?
That word.
Which one?
You gotta trick me into doing it. You gotta trick me into doing it.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Now he can't listen to the rest of the show, meaning he'll download it.
Oh.
We should just not play it live at all.
Well, he'll download everyone. He'll tell all the band members. Do you think he'll tell that band Ickes to download it?
Probably not.
By the way, Vidya likes that, you said?
Yeah.
Did you know that Ickes means dirty Jew in Arabic?
In
so,
Hindi?
Is that why?
He's not going to be even allowed to listen to Ickes.
Yeah.
It's going to be banned. You're going to think Jews...
It should be banned. It's fine.
All right, we have one more caller. This has been a very hilarious edition of Thrasher Trash It. 813.
No, not
that one. Whoops. We were... Screw you,
781.
781.
Hello?
Hey. Uh-oh.
Pizza.
Where have you been?
Wow. Pizza, hello?
I just kind of called in because I'm a fucking loser.
You're a loser.
Well, why are you a loser?
You're a loser.
Because I'm addicted to heroin.
Is that true?
He's addicted to Alan?
Heroin.
We all are.
Yeah.
I believe it. Are you doing shtick or you might be?
No. Oh, you just gave up on it? You were
no,
yeah,
I live on the street now. I'm actually calling from payphone. Falling on tough times, but I have a band. Well, I had a band that I wanted to give you, but I discovered that I can't because they don't have music on the internet. But I have another one.
I already thrash it.
Yeah. Look at how dedicated he is. He doesn't even have a house, and he's calling. He's not calling to try to find shelter. He's calling our show to give us a band to thrash.
Well,
band just 20 minutes ago. They don't have any music.
I was just walking by his band practice, and his band was gone. They don't even know each other. It's three guys that bumped into each other on a train.
They're
into
each
the floor. And it was like, oh, my God, that's brilliant.
This band called Cunt Annihilator, and there's just like four... legendary dudes in the scene that pioneered hardcore in the Eastern Mass area, but they don't record or anything. They just play shows sometimes.
What's the name of the band again?
Oh, www.deathstate.bandcamp.com.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I have this. You
posted it on the Facebook wall.
Yeah.
Status.
King Cunt, is that the...
Listen to the way. The way.
Do all the songs have cunt in them?
No.
No,
it's
no.
Never Rising Force, King Cunt.
There it is.
The Way.
I think Sean will like it.
All right, here we go. The Way by Death State.
Death State?
No.
State of Being Dead.
Oh. Copy. Chemical warfare.
Death State. Sean, what did you think?
We lost Sean.
Oh.
No, Sean.
Sorry, he trashes it.
Okay, I'll be Sean.
Yeah, I thought it was awesome because it sounds like it was in a trash can. It
wasn't violent enough.
I'll trash it. I'll trash it.
Wasn't violent enough for me. I don't like it.
Sounds like Vinnie Paul a little.
My penis and face. I listen to this all the time.
I don't like it. Too long. Too long.
No, I thrash it as Rob.
Really?
It. Yeah, I like it.
Okay.
I bang my head.
Yeah, I dig it. It's kind of gross and nasty and everything I like about crusty metal.
Not enough going on. I mean, I guess it's a perfectly fine example of what it's trying to do, but it's not anything that I'm particularly I trash it.
I thought you'd be the one that liked it.
Oh, I do love you, pizza.
Okay.
I love you, too.
Okay, look, there are no milk white throats, but I enjoyed it, so I thrash it.
I'm going to be open-minded enough to say that this genre, which does not appeal to me at all, I think they're doing something interesting within it, and I can all sort of understand what he's saying, so that's a plus, too. So I'll give it an open-minded, mild thrash, and that's 4-1.
Can I ask you a question? Why is it so important that you need to know what they're saying?
He's putting you
on the spot. We've talked about that. No, it's a valid question. I feel like there's no need for vocals if they don't convey some kind of message to me.
Mm.
Don't you think?
I would say that's the case for lyrics, but like just vocals kind of just like add something to the song, maybe more like intensity or whatever. Like with metal, it's like kind of... It's always screaming because it's supposed to be intense, not necessarily because it's supposed to like mean anything. But
well, let's
like,
put it this way: if the guy was just shouting random noise with his voice, I could consider that an instrument, and I could consider that an instrumental song. But he's saying words, so why am I not supposed to understand what the words mean?
I have words. Yeah, I understand that.
I don't know. To me, it doesn't matter. I'm not listening to that, I guess.
I like seeing how they use their voice as an instrument.
The lyrics are
secondary to that.
But
for me.
I like how they use their voice as an instrument, but I feel it adds a layer when there's some kind of textural
this particular singer, I think, is very dynamic with his
singing. Well,
singing.
I wasn't referring really to this. This was, to me, an exception to that, because I can... make it out. It doesn't sound like an unintelligible growl to me. But it would be the exception to the rule, you know. I think when a guy is just growling and it just sounds like growling, I turn right off to it.
Okay.
I can't take it. Anyway. My 2 cents. Does that answer your question, Frank?
Yeah. Totally.
There we have it.
4-1.
Cool.
To a win.
Pizza, how many people trashed that last song?
Six.
Close.
Satan, did you say?
We're gonna hang up on you though.
Okay.
No! Alright, bye.
Alright, Karen from Tampa as the Dairy Queen says he has a question.
I thought it was Melissa.
Melissa, you're there.
Wait, did you hang word?
No, actually.
Oops. I hung up on him.
Oh,
Noah and I were both playing with the switchboard.
Wait, you didn't do it on purpose?
No.
I do the switchboard, not
okay.
you.
All right.
Yeah.
Unless
Fair
we
enough.
Have a guest.
Fair enough.
Fuck you, Melissa.
Try to call back. Maybe it'll work.
He can't.
Call
you know
back.
What?
Oh.
Rob, Melissa. Give him your cell phone number, and then you put yourself up to the mic.
Yeah, okay.
I think he deserves it.
He could. Text you a picture of his balls on a Dairy Queen cup.
Oh, well, then I'm definitely...
You're
going to
beer
like,
blizzard him?
Yeah.
He's always 70.
You're going to blizzard ball him?
Yeah. That was the cotton candy flavor.
I bet you do.
Wait. What
of balls.
Yeah.
I feel bad.
I don't think he could call back.
I guess the show's over.
Afternoon.
Boy, the show flew by. It always does, but more so today.
Yeah.
Sean wasn't here.
I didn't
it's
say
more
that.
Enjoyable for you.
Why do you
hate monger
trying to engineer a fight between Sean and me?
It's been Rob this whole time. This is the first I've jumped on that joke train. I assume Sean's turned off the show by now anyway.
He's probably having a shower beer, like he always does.
Or beer balls.
Beer balling.
He's beer balling his beer bottle.
Because I'm beer.
Beer balling.
Could that be the name of the episode? Beer balling?
Yeah.
An apostrophe, like the folksy way.
Beer balling. Tom Petty. I like it.
Tom Petty and the Ball Breakers.
We're not going to top that.
It's a large sack.
Well, no. Let's write it. Not on the spot. Let's write it.
No, I like improv music. Otherwise, improv or no prov.
Or show tunes. Broadway show tunes.
Hollywood. All right. Let's get out of here.
Yes, please.
I just mean Sid. Go ahead.
All right. See you.
There's no business like show business.
See you next week, everyone.
I got a song.
Peace.
Gay.
She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus in America too. She's a good girl, it's crazy about Elvis, loves horses and her boyfriend too.
Fucking bullshit!
It's a long day living in Reseda. There's a freeway running through the yard.
Oh yes,
and I'm a bad boy, cause I don't even miss her.
Of course
I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart.
Of course.
Yeah, I'm beer. Beer balling.
I'm not.
I'm a vampire walking through the valley. Move west down Ventura Boulevard. And all the bad boys were standing in the shadow. And the good girl, her home had broken heart.
Worship! Angel, I'm
beer balling.
Yeah, I'm
beer.
All over my penis and face.
Beer balling.
Tons of gay sex.
Beer balling.
And rape. I was a human urinal.
Yes, I'm beer balling. Yes, I'm beer balling. Now I'm
balling.
Balling. Now I'm beer balling. What a glad damn. Over my heart.
Mayhem month. My mouth.
Name is Paul.
Beer.
With me. So I'm beer balling. Beer balling. Beer balling.
hour, beer bomb and hour.